interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. And welcome to the Awakening Podcast with your host, Michael Kibiski. Yep, that's me. Me, Michael Kibiski. Hey guys, how you doing? Merry Christmas and happy holidays and all that stuff. And yep, yada, 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 yada. But God is good. Yep. So this is kind of, going to be our Christmas episode for this year. This is the last episode of 2021. Yep, it's come to a close. And I have to say thank you to everyone who have listened to this podcast. I just got a thing from, basically, it's a Spotify wrap-up for the year. We've had 9 episodes, I guess, according to what this says. It's been listened to in 3 different countries. Wow, that's awesome. Of course, the United States, probably Canada, and the UK, probably. And we're up 120% followers. That's pretty cool. God bless you all. I appreciate it so much. So much. So how is everyone? Are you guys having a good year? The rest of the year? This is a great time for Christmas. I can't believe it's already Christmas, it's already December, and I just turned 40 years old last Thursday, oh my gosh, but God is great. Alright, so, I want to do something. I don't know if I've done it on some of the last episodes, and I really needed to do it, and, I should have done it before, but that's pray. We need to pray before we start this episode. God, give me the grace to do this episode. So I'm going to go for it. Dear Lord, I thank you for, once again, God, I thank you for everyone who are listening to this podcast, Father God. I just pray that this reaches them, this touches them. God, if they're not a follower of you, if they're not a believing believer, Father God, that they will start to believe in you, Father God, that they will fall into your arms, Father God, because you're there right for them, God, with your arms stretched wide, waiting for them to jump right into your arms. And God, you love them, Father God. You're not a God with a big ruler and a stick, Father God, who will hit them over the head, but that you are our loving Savior. You're our loving Father, God. And just thank you for everyone who's listened to this, Father God. God, I pray that you would anoint me, Father God. You would anoint me on this podcast, Father God. That these words are not my words necessarily, Father God, but that they are your words that you want me to speak, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you said these words to me, Father God, to tell the people, Father God, to tell the people listening, Lord. I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done in 2021, Father God, and what you're going to get do in 2022, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in your name, Lord. Amen. Well, so this topic it's not a weekly podcast. This month, for the month of December, into early January is we are saints, not sinners, saved by grace. And so here we go. And I don't know why I do that. It's just a habit, I guess. It's awesome. But you know what? There's so many churches, especially some huge major church. I can't even speak. I will not edit that out because there's no point. Let's just tell it like it is. So, I will restart. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. So, there are many mega churches and many other churches that will tell you that once you become a Christian, you become a sinner saved by grace. And that we are all sinners saved by grace. The ones who become Christians, you become a sinner saved by grace. You know, I believe that the only reason why they tell you that is so they can get people inside their churches, and they have the motto is "Come as you are," so they can cater to everyone. And you know, with this mentality becomes of the thinking that I can do what I want, when I want, because God loves me, He'll just forgive me. We're all human, you know, we're all born with the sin nature, which it basically comes again with another mentality of once we're a Christian, Jesus, you know, He gave us a hall pass or a license to do what we want, when we want, and we can just go and sin, and He'll just forgive us for everything, you know. You know, the Catholics, in a way, they believe in confession. You know, they drink, they swear, they fornicate. If you don't know what fornicating means, that's an old slang word. They're having sex before marriage. They're doing the Humpty Dump anytime they want, basically. And they try not to, but, you know, the good ones, I don't know. But so they go to a weekly confessional booth where they talk to a priest inside of a box, confess their sin to them, and the priest is supposed to be the one that mediates between them and God for them. And maybe they even asked, you know, am I going to hell, or if I'm going to heaven, you know, and I don't know, you know, maybe they do that too. I don't know. I don't know much about Catholics, I'll be honest with you. But the problem with that is when Jesus died on the cross, when He split time dying on the cross, the curtain that was in the temple, and it ripped, it tore in half. And that was symbolizing that we could come to Christ and we could repent for our sin. That we could do that. And you know, we don't have to go to a priest, you know, that's old school, that's old thinking mentality. Because there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." And so we need to pray to Jesus, and Jesus is the mediator between Him, is between us and God. Jesus is the mediator. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I do believe that we already have, you know, we are to have the, in a way, the mentality of, you know, come as you are inside of our churches. We must allow sinners inside of our churches, but not condone their sin or condemn them for their sin. And we must point them to the cross. The truth is, once we become a believing believer, we are no longer labeled a sinner. We are now a saint of God. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the English Standard Version, I'm sorry, I'm going to get a drink of water really quick. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. The old means the sin. The bad sin that he forgave us for. So it says, the old has passed away. All that has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Meaning that you are now a saint of God. Well, you're going to ask me, you're going to tell me, what about sin? There's still sin out there. We're not perfect. No one's perfect. The only perfect person was Jesus. Yes, there is still sin. And we do sin because we do, honest with you, we do have a sinful nature. But the thing is, with that, we are no longer labeled a sinner because of what Jesus did on the cross. He died on the cross to take away our past sins, our present sins, and whatever sin that we will do in the future. We are no longer labeled a sinner. We are now saints. You know, yes, I believe that we still sin because of the curse that God put on Adam and Eve when Eve was deceived by the serpent, Satan. And we were born into the curse with the sinful nature. This is what Paul says in Romans 7 verses 15 through 20 in the ESV. Paul said, "For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not know what I want. But I do everything I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law. That is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I want, I'm sorry, let me redo that. It says, now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Reread that. Now if I do what I don't want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. And here we go. 1 John 3:6 through 9 in the ESV states, this is John teaches to abide in Christ. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, do not deceive yourself. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. And this is very, I found this. This is very, very interesting. This is from Chris Valentin from Bethel. And this is what he says about sin. He says, what he said about the last verse I read. Wow, these are strong words. No one who is born of God practices sin. These passages really drive home to the point he was, Chris was trying to make. That I'm trying to make. Those of us who know God are not in a war with our flesh. We are no longer sinners. But we do have a devious, evil enemy who is a sinner. He is endlessly accusing the body of having his own wicked nature. He is trying to get us to believe him, to forget who we really are, and disqualify ourselves from our divine destiny of putting him under our feet. That is so good, Chris. If you're listening, Chris, so good, Chris. So good. So good, Bill. So good. You know, and this, man, this really gets under my skin. This really gets under my skin. Well, I'm going to talk to you about it. Oh. There are some churches, you know, that are out there, and their model is a church for sinners by sinners. That's what I call false prophecy. Come on now. Come on. That is false prophecy if I've ever... Yeah. Anyways, but you know what? There's a church in the Little Italy district of downtown San Diego. And I'm ratting them out. This is redonkulous. And their church is called Living Faith Church. They have an assistant pastor who is the, the man's pastor. His name is Stephen Dela Cruz, and his wife is the assistant pastor of the church, actually, and her name is Angela Dela Cruz. Well, yeah. So basically, what she is, she's not just the assistant pastor, but she is a porn star as well. Time to scratch your head here. I'm scratching my head. Does that make any sense to you? And the church's website further explains on it that the church's leaders are the biggest sinners. It is the most non-judgmental church around. Something smells fishy around here. Does this make any sense to you? False prophets. Yeah. But, yeah, basically, what they're doing is they're twisting scripture. And, you know, what is this saying? This is basically saying that you can go ahead and do what you want. God just gives you a license to sin. You know. And, he'll just forgive you. And you know what? We won't judge you. Because we're sinners ourselves, too. This is what I call a non-believing church, a non-believing Christians. Oi! Basically, they're saying, do whatever, God will just forgive you. Yeah. Burp. Nope. I don't think so, my friends. I don't think so. But you know what? What we got to do? not try to convince them that what they're doing is wrong, what they're doing is satanic, what they're doing is totally going against God and everything and who He is. Not trying to convince them that, but you still gotta love them, pray for them, but yeah. God bless. All I have to say is this: God bless Living Faith Church in Little Italy district of downtown San Diego. God bless them, and eventually they will come to believe in God. And they will eventually understand what they're doing is wrong, and it's not of Him. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. The problem is with non-believing believers is that they think they need to change. Not that church, but there are some that they think that they need to change in order for God to love them. And not just non-believing believers, but people who don't even believe in God, people who are far from God. Maybe that's you. Maybe you believe that you have to change in order for God to love you. And that's been a lie, been a lie for so many years around. And you know what? That's not true. That is a lie. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That's what Satan wants us to believe, that we have to clean ourselves off before we can come to God. And that is totally not true. God loves you for who you are, my friend. Like I was saying earlier, God does not have a big stick or a big ruler that once you come to Him, that He's going to whack you with a stick and He's going to punish you. And He said He's not going to put your sins against you. He's not going to say, well, you looked at porn yesterday. You cheated on your taxes the other day. You did this. And so I'm going to eternally punish you and damn you to hell. No. God has His arms open for you. And this is the best Christmas gift that you can ever receive, is God's love. The love of God. And the truth is that basically His arms are open and He wants you to fall into His arms. You don't have to change. You don't have to change who you are. God will change you from the inside out. And the truth is that once you become a Christian, God will change you. He'll make you a new creation. Yes, we believe that sin, yes, we do sin, and that's where repentance comes in place. You don't have to change because He has changed you, and He will change you from the inside out. It's not an overnight change. It takes time. Don't wipe yourself off or clean yourself off. Let Him do that for you. Let Him take your sins from you, and let him make you as white as snow, as the hymn says. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Maybe you're a person who's listening to this podcast and you're thinking, what are you talking about? I want to know Christ. And maybe you think you have to dust yourself off, clean yourself off before you can come to Christ. Maybe you still believe that. Maybe you think that. But you know what, friends? No, you've been lied to. You have been lied to and you've been deceived. And you know what? The Bible says all you have to do is believe in Him. So you know what? Just if that's you, and if you'd like to know Christ, if you'd like to have His love and a personal relationship with Him, that's what it's about. It's not about a list of do's and don'ts, this, that, and yada, yada, yada. It's about having a personal relationship with Him and believing in Him and believing that He is who He says He is. And you know what? All you have to do is say a little prayer like this. Say a prayer like this. Say, "Dear God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be born and sent to the earth and to die for my sins, past, present, and future. Thank you for raising Him up from the dead. And I believe that He reigns with you and within me. I believe in you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I know that I am not perfect. I will can sin. But you love me for who I am. In your name, amen." Maybe if you just said that, what I'd like you to do is basically email me at michael@theawakeningpodcast.org. And I'll get back to you on the next steps of what to do of being a Christian. And it's not about these list of do's, don'ts, like I was saying, and yada, yada, yada. But it's about, like I said, it's about having that personal relationship with God. And I can help you with the next steps. I'd be more than willing to. Glad to help you. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, remember, there's one God, one hope, one peace. Adios. Love you all. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed morning. Wherever you listen to this, whenever you listen to this, just be blessed. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to The Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibitsky. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast to all your social media platforms. Remember, one love, one hope, one God. Have a blessed day.